Welcome to the Property Lovers Podcast. I'm your host, Dominique Grubisher. This podcast series is all about giving you a competitive edge in your property journey. We'll be discussing little known strategies, tools, and information to help you add value and create wealth through property. Now, obviously, we don't know you or your unique position, so this is not financial or investment advice. It is information of a general nature, and you should always seek professional advice as to your situation before you ever invest in anything. But if you want to play a bigger game in property and want to use property as your vehicle to create wealth and, more importantly, freedom, then you're in the right place. Let's do this. Let's get started. In this podcast episode, we're going to have a look into the amazing world of deposit bonds. We've had lots of questions about deposit bonds. So joining us today from Deposit Assure, who we refer a lot of our community members to, we've got the lovely Bella. Hi, Bella. Thank you for coming and welcome.
Thanks for having me. Really excited to be on the podcast.
So Bella, I personally got my first deposit bond like decades ago when I bought something off the plan. And recently I bought another off the plan purchase, and it's a couple of years still being built, but I stumbled across Deposit Assure and you guys were amazing. And so now I've just been talking about you to anyone who'll listen in our community. So perhaps we could start, if you could just tell us what a deposit bond is.
Yeah. Oh, that's great to hear that you've had a good experience. So a deposit bond is a guarantee up to 10% of the purchase price. So we're basically providing a guarantee from the purchaser to say to the vendor that, hi, you know, the purchaser doesn't have their cash deposit right now, but they will provide that cash deposit at settlement. So it's just helping you go from exchange till settlement.
Okay. And is there a minimum period? Because some like a 4-week settlement period, or is there a minimum time that you'd want on your contract to be able to use a deposit bond?
So there's no minimum in terms of a deposit bond. So our short-term bonds are 3 and 6 months. So we go up in threes. Now, I always suggest going to 6 months because it's the same price anyway. So no matter how short, maybe it's, you know, 3 weeks, whatever you might need it for, the minimum option is 3 and 6 months.
Okay. So I can have a contract that's a 4-week contract. I'm going to settle in 4 weeks, but I can buy a 6-month bond from you.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Fantastic. And what sort of things do you look at to qualify me, to back me or guarantee my bond or my deposit?
Yeah, great question. So we need to see that you've got 100% of funds to complete when comes settlement. We need to see that you're going to have the cash at settlement to provide to the vendor because we're providing you with that guarantee. So we need to see either that through an approval from the bank or through an equity and income assessment. So we assess the equity in your existing property. Now, also, if you don't own any existing property, we can use mum or dad or a sibling to act as a guarantor. And the fantastic thing about bonds is it's unsecured, so we're not putting anything against the property.
Okay, so let's just say I go and buy something and I haven't got my own property, but I'm going to get a bank loan, and let's say I haven't got the bank loan yet, or the bank loan is subject to the valuation of that property or whatever I want to buy. Is there any flexibility in that situation? I've got pay slips and I can afford a mortgage, but for whatever reason, I've got no equity or no property behind me, and I haven't yet got an unconditional approval from a bank for the property I'm looking to buy.
Yeah, great question. So we do accept subject to valuation only pre-approvals. Now, if there's a few minimum conditions, send it over to us. We'll have a bit of a look, but subject to valuation only. And as long as it covers 100% of the purchase price, that's enough for us to look at.
Okay. And what about, Bella, if I'm going to an auction and I haven't really found the property yet, or I don't know if I'm going to get it, do I have to just keep going back and getting a different bond every time?
No, so we've released a fantastic product late last year called the Flexi Bond. And what it is, it's a no-win, no-fee bond. And it's valid for 6 months. So anyone looking to go to auctions or just looking for a home in general does not have to pay an upfront fee, and they get a pre-approved bond. And they can use that to go to multiple auctions until they find a property. And then once they do, send us over the contract, you make payment, and you get secured till settlement. So it's a really good way to get out there without, you know, going to an auction, you know, having us to refund the bond. Just go out there, start looking with this pre-approved bond.
Okay, that sounds awesome. And what if I don't find a property at all, despite my best efforts?
Yeah, so either we can extend it for another 6 months if you've gotten to that 6 month period, or you know what, just let us know. We'll cancel it and there's no cost to you at all.
Oh, that's amazing. And how do you figure out, like, what's the charge for a bond? Is there some sort of algorithm?
So the charges for our short-term bonds, so what we spoke about for the 3-6 months, you know, your average settlement periods, it's a flat fee of 1.3% of the deposit amount. So if you're buying for $1 million and you've got a 10% purchase, you're looking at $1,300 for the bond. So it's not too bad to guarantee your property. And then once you go into that off the plan, unregistered land, where it's a longer settlement period, it really does depend on the deposit amount and the bond term, which you can calculate on our website, or just let me know and I can write you up a quote, but it's roughly 2-3% of the deposit amount per annum.
Excellent. And what's your website? Where do we go to find that?
Yeah, so you can jump on Google and search Deposit Assure, or it's www.depositassure.com.au.
Lovely. And Bella, just a couple more questions. Yeah. Let's say I've got a property that I'm going to sell in the next 6 months or so, and I'm going to purchase the new property, but I haven't sold my property yet. Do you account for that?
Yeah, we definitely do. So that's where we would do our income and equity assessment. So we would assess the equity of that property to see that you've got sufficient funds to complete for the purchase. But again, you know, there is that risk that you take on that your property might not sell and you won't be able to pay at settlement. But that is probably one of our most common scenarios that we have and provide bonds for, actually, is those people intending to sell their property but haven't yet.
And what about if I'm getting some from a bank loan or a funder and the shortfall amount from someone else? I'm borrowing it from mum and dad or something. How do I account for that to you?
So if you've got that pre-approval, that subject to valuation only or unconditional formal, we'll take that and also a gift letter to show where those funds are coming from. So we just need all those documents to show that you've got 100% of the funds, whether that be through that gift, just showing us through that gift letter.
All right. And if I'm borrowing it from somebody else, do they write a letter to say they'll lend it or what?
Well, yeah. So that's a bit difficult because there is that risk involved that you don't know what's going to happen when comes settlement. You know, maybe you won't get those funds. So that's when we'd have to move over to that equity assessment.
Right. Okay, I understand. And in terms of a deposit bond, are there some common scenarios? You've given us one where you use it when you haven't sold and it's kind of a bridge and it's allowing you to put your foot on a property that you wouldn't have otherwise had ready cash to put down as a deposit while you get your affairs in order and you're able to settle that. Any other situations where you see people using them?
Oh, there's multiple. Look, a big one is definitely investors. So whilst you can draw down on equity, it might not be in your best interest to do so. And that could be down to timing and cost. It's cheaper to get a bond sometimes, especially if you need a bridging loan. If you have a look at the cost to get that bridging loan and the time it's going to take compared to a bond, it works out better in your interest to get that bond. Off the plan is a big space for us. You know, see all these headlines of all these developers going into liquidation. It's actually safer to use a bond. So in that case, if that developer goes into liquidation, you're not losing all that money, or that money's not sitting through that liquidation process. But also if you know, your settlement could be 3 years away. You know, you can actually keep access to that cash, especially in this, you know, lifestyle at the moment. And also that cash could be offsetting your current mortgage. It could be working in shares. So just for your best interest, you know, it's better to use a bond as well. Definitely first home buyers. You know, we're seeing a lot, and maybe they're borrowing 100% for a family guarantee loan. Maybe they're short on savings, or maybe they don't want to ask mom and dad for any more money, which is fair enough. And then you've got your downsizers and your retirees as well, where maybe they're buying and selling and their cash is tied up in the property they've recently sold. So I'd say those would be our top scenarios. Then, of course, your auctions with the Flexi.
Perfect. Yes, loving the Flexi product. There's no downside there. That's an amazing offering. So, Bella, tell us, how long does it take us to get a bond approved on average?
Yeah, so once you've put in the application, which really only takes 60 seconds, we'll approve it within 15 minutes to an hour. So super quick. And then from there, once you've been approved, our operations team will call you, walk you through what a deposit bond is and how it works and what your next steps are. And they'll send you everything through digital. So you'll get a DocuSign application and payment link. And as soon as you sign and pay, we email the bond through to all parties involved within an hour. So for example, I did one this morning and from start to finish, it was done in 2 hours. So it's super quick.
Yeah, I got to say, I can confirm all of that having done it myself. And I was blown away because the last time I did it was like 20 years prior. And this was so quick and easy. I couldn't believe it. So Bella, another question then is just the acceptability of deposit bonds. Does everyone, like I know within our community, a lot of people are blown away. They've never heard of the possibility. And I also see lawyers and people out there, developers and agents who don't quite know how it works. Is that something that you meet a lot?
Definitely. And it's so interesting because deposit bonds have been around for 40 years and people still don't understand what they are and how they can help. And I think that just comes down to lack of education. So if you do have any problems with conveyances or developers not accepting the bonds, just let us know and we can contact them and tell them what's in it for them. You know, how's it going to work for them and for the purchaser as well? Once they understand it, it's more likely to accept it. It's very rare that they won't after we've spoken to them, but we're backed by QBE. And that's the most important thing to say to these conveyancers and developers, because QBE is the only Australian underwriter of deposit bonds. So if anything was to fall through, the vendor's okay, the developer's okay, they're going to receive that cash from QBE.
Oh, that's a great point there. Yeah, big name underwriting it. And it's as good as gold. It's as good as money in the bank, because it is saying if this buyer doesn't pay, we will.
Exactly.
Perfect. Well, Bella, thank you so much for your time and thank you for sharing. And we're excited to be able to add deposit bonds into our toolbox when it comes to our property transactions.
Thank you so much for having me.
If you're enjoying this podcast, don't forget to leave us a review and follow us so that you never ever miss an episode. If you're interested in property development, I have some great news for you, because if you've listened to the podcast and you're thinking about a deposit bond and a longer settlement, one of the things that you can use a deposit bond for with a longer settlement is putting plans through council for a property development. And that's where the big money is. You can make six figures on a renovation, but you can make a lot more zeros, six and seven figures every day of the week on a property development. And we've got the tools, the knowledge, the support, the system and the successful community doing property development. So if you think that property development is a game where you'd like to stick a toe in the water, come and join our challenge next week. We're going to have a great week. We're going to give you the tools. We're going to work on it together. By the end of the week, you should have a viable property development investment site that you can pull the trigger and make an offer on. It's going to be awesome. We're going to have so much fun. And the link to register for that is in the comments and description section. And can't wait to catch up live on our property development challenge next week for our property lovers community. That's it for today, but really looking forward to giving you more tools, more strategies, more support, and a competitive advantage when it comes to property in our next episode.